Nova, congratulations. How did it feel to step out there a year on from last year?
Well, different, because obviously coming to this tournament for the first time as a defending champion gave me probably more than anything else a relief, you know, because the anticipation and the pressure and expectations that I had also for myself, but all the other people around me in the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years before 2016 Roland Garros trophy was really big. So I was really thrilled to be to achieve, you know, one of my childhood dreams, and you know, win all Grand Slams, and to come back to this court, it was definitely special. But in general, I try to treat it as usual. Mindset, you know, the approach, more or less the same. Especially the first match, I wanted to start off well, you know, engage all the engines in the right way, and come out with the right intensity, which I've done, you know. And I think set in 4-1, two breaks up, and then I just played a couple of sloppish games. Also in the third set, just when I had him on the ropes, if you want to call it that way, I just played very bad games in my serve, and just managed to lose the break of serve, one of the two that I've had. So that's basically the only thing that I think wasn't really great for me today. But all in all, it's a straight set win. Granollers is a tricky player, you know. He knows how to anticipate well on the court. He has a good serve. So it was a bit of a rusty start, but in general, it was good performance. I was feeling the ball well, and I'm just glad to start off the tournament this way.
Novak, I would like to ask you a question, neither about your today's game, neither about your current form, but about Serbia. Due to your amazing career, you're one of the most popular athletes of Serbia and an amazing ambassador of your country. For several years, Serbia has hoped to join EU in a time when Brexit happened, and far-right movements are spreading all over Europe, including in France, in order to leave EU. In your opinion of Serbian citizens who can speak English, Italian, Spanish, German, a bit of French, I'm coming to
Because we have a lot of things to
get. No problem. Do you see an admission in the EU zone as the beginning of a time of change and hope for your country?
I really didn't understand your question in the end. Can you repeat that again? In what? No. Sorry. Can you give him the microphone, please? Give him the microphone for a second. Just in one context, the hope, because I understood you, the context so far until the last sentence was very political. So I just want to understand again.
Do you see an admission in the EU zone as the beginning of a time?
In the what zone? EU.
EU. EU. European Union.
Is that a fresh start?
Look, you know, I'll stick with my answers about tennis and sport. Politics is something that is not of my big interest at the moment. I do follow it, of course, because it is a part of my life, part of everyone's lives, and so I'm aware of what's happening. And but more than that, I can't say.
This is a much more predictable one, Novak. Have you and Andre been able to work out how long he's going to be able to stay in Roland Garros, maximum length of time he'll be able to stay?
Well, he's going to stay. He's going to stay, I think, till the end. I hope till the end of this week, and then he has to leave because he has some scheduled already things that he cannot reschedule. So that's all. I'm going to try to use the time spent with him as best as I can, as best as we can. So far, plenty of information, plenty of things to kind of process. You know, I think this is exactly what I need at this moment. You know, a person like him that understands the transitions in as a tennis player, and you know, as a person as well, going through this kind of lifestyle, and you know, certain choices that you make, how that affects you later on. So he has been through that, and he has a lot to share with me outside and inside of the tennis lines. So I'm really enjoying it so far.
Ball in the middle before you.
No. Novak, Andy Murray said the other day that he thought that one of the reasons that maybe he hasn't had such a good year this year has been because he's struggled a bit for motivation after achieving such a big goal at the end of last year. Do you see similarities between his situation in the last 6 months and yours over, say, the last year?
Understandable. I mean, I can relate to that because I've been through similar situation after US Open, you know. I just but as a tennis player, you're kind of trained and you're developed to you kind of flip the next page very quickly. So whether or not you win or lose in a big tournament, there's another big one coming up in a matter of weeks' time, or even less. So I've, you know, for me it was really strange to get to feel what I felt the end of the last season, because I always, even when I would face that before in my career, I would felt that I would overcome it very quickly, but well, this time was not the case. So I had to work harder, which I am as well, so in every aspect. And look, it's life, you know. Life you know, throws a lot of good things and things that are, you know, maybe a bit challenging for you, but in the end of the day, it's all for your own good and for your evolution. I mean, at least that's the way I look at it, even though at times it's hard to comprehend why certain things are happening, or you know, you would wish them to happen differently. But all in all, we're all human beings. We all go through those stages in lives, and I mean, Andy has had an unbelievable year, especially the last 6 months, and he spent a lot of energy to do what he did. So you know, it's no wonder that he felt a little bit, I guess, deflated, you know, and so he needs time to find, you know, kind of rediscover that sense of urge and motivation. And but I know him for a very long time, so I'm sure he'll be back on track.
Andy? Novak, from what you said just now and then the other day, it seems like Andre's presence is definitely towards the motivational and things like that. Mm. But is there anything in particular, or a few things in particular, you think you can get from him for the technical part of your game? Mm. And did you see any of that coming out even in this first match?
Well, we discuss, of course, mostly about, you know, the tennis and the things that are surrounding tennis, let's say, whether it's technical stuff, on court, during the match, during the practice, the way you go about things every day. There's a lot of different things that obviously I can... that he can relate to what I'm going through, and that's why his advices and everything he shares with me is very valuable, because you know, he understands exactly, you know, what one top tennis player goes through. So yeah, I mean, we try to spend as much as the quality time together on the court and also off the court. We talk a lot, but we at the same time try to be aware of the moments and of the subjects of discussions. And you know, he likes to talk about things and that are very deep inside, you know, the human being. So you know, kind of surface that out and try to get to know you. And so these things in the long term are fantastic, you know. So for me, it's very Very different relationship that from any other that I've had, really, with anybody, you know, consistently talking.